Okay, I'm going to read the Vincent's decision so we can start off. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in the appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today that meeting that is a member of an agent of a law enforcement agency or public agency of federal, state, county, city, or township agency's presence? And is there any response to the Bivens decision? For the second time, this meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today that's in this meeting that is a member of a agency of law enforcement agency or public agency, a federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to the Bivens decision second time? Third time, this meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of the agency of a law enforcement agency, public agency, or the federal, state, county, city, or township agency's presence? Is there any response to the business decision third time? Anyone who is here under false precincts, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as a federal witness, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. So basically this meeting, what we're going to do is, excuse me, if you know we're going to have a meeting with Lisa Schaefer, she's from Ohio, which actually stood up. They already stood up, whatever. So we're just going to go over our org chart and whatever and kind of make sure that we got it correct. Hello, Polly. And that we have it correct and we have everybody in the right positions, because it's going to be important when we go through the other process of trying to stand up. We need to make sure that we have all the right people in the right places. Okay, Denise, do you want to take over here so I can read a little bit?
Sure. I'm just going to go over the org charts a little bit, if you don't mind. Would that be all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The regular assembly org chart, which, as you're seeing, is not called General Assembly. It's called Regular Assembly because the county is called a Regular Assembly, but the General Assembly is state. So it says the Clark County, Nevada Assembly, and then we have also indicated that the 928s are required to be in pretty much most committees. So the Regular Assembly has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 committees that are, like, I'll call it working committees. Then we have vetted roles, which is chairman, recording secretary, committee of the whole, treasurer, ombuds, and marshal at arms. And then we have organizational supports, county coordinator, secretary, IT infrastructure, Reg Z process, and also outreach. So if your name's not on any committee, and the volunteer roles on every committee will sort of ebb and flow as people can participate or not. So just know that. But mainly that the co-chairs or chairs are sort of committed to doing committee work. So on our regular assembly committees, we have elections, vetting, education and planning, then banking. So have I left off any committees that you think we need off those four? Okay. Go ahead.
On those, are you talking about the committees that are going to be in the four pillars? Or just
right. So the Clark County Nevada Assembly Committee structure is different than the four pillar state construction. So what I did is I built the construction of the county committees based on our current county committee situation. Because we can only, like, we only have access over Clark County committees. So that's why our org chart looks a little different than the state chart. We really, if you would like to go over the state chart, we can. But the General Assembly, Regular Assembly, and essentially the Assembly Militia are all county committee functions.
Well, there should be in both county and in state, of almost all of them except for certain ones, like
right.
Militia, and certain ones are state only.
Correct. So like state international is state only, but regular assembly, like for example, if we move to the next chart, which is General Assembly, we have a Justice of the Peace, but on state, that is called Supreme Court Justice. So you're exactly right. We do have some committee positions that are just county and others that are just state. So would you like to review the county positions or the state positions?
Well, first let's go through all the county ones and then make sure in each one of these committees that we didn't leave somebody off or
cool.
There was so much going on that, you know, it's hard to remember everybody's name, and we didn't really write it down. So everybody can give us a heads up, and if they know that they're not on something, let us know so we can get you at it.
Absolutely. So on the county committees, there was three slides. It says regular assembly, general assembly, and assembly of the militia. So the regular assembly, we have committees, election committee. I have Katia as co-chair with Fiana as co-chair, and then Carolyn as a volunteer. Vetting committee, Aaron is chair with Jill Johnson and Pam Banks members. Education and planning, Alexa had agreed to do education and planning. And then our lead committee is American Way Homeschool with Nikki and Jennifer. Banking, we have Jennifer Walton, Chuck Kelsey, Jabari Fletcher, Catherine Villa Delgado, John Eatman, John Ross, and Venice Jaser. So those are the committees.
No, wasn't Michelle on the banking committee?
Michelle is on the state banking committee. Does Michelle want to be added to the county banking committee? As the treasurer of the county?
But
this is Michelle. I thought we had voted at one of the meetings that, I can't think of her name now. I'm totally blank. It was going to be the county treasurer.
Oh.
I mean, I've got everything, but I haven't changed anything what I'm doing with my...
Michelle, are you thinking about the lady up in, not Pioche, but she's like in the area where there's no electricity?
Over by Creech.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Creech.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, I know who you're thinking of. Let me go back and ask her because I haven't heard from her in a while.
Okay.
So let me confirm that. County treasure. I've got her name from, I think, the November minutes.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy to do both, but I don't want to take it away from someone else who's, you know, wanting to step up and and work, do the work. So I yield.
Okay.
I think that the more we have, the better, probably, in case somebody drops off or something.
Mm-hmm. We just had a little message come in. Let me write chat here. Fiona is the chair for the election committee. I'm not the co-chair. And that's from Katya. Okay. Katya, Fiona is the chair for election. And that's for the county. Right, Katya?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, cool. So I'll make that change. Any other changes?
This is Pauline, may I?
Yes, of course.
We are talking about the elections committee or the banking committee. And I just have a question.
Yeah.
I want to be on the right page with everyone. So on our banking committee, have they received the email that was sent to Sue? They now have access to that. Is that correct?
Right now we're only discussing the county assembly committees, not the state committees, because we're really not in charge of the state committees at the moment, but we can still talk about them.
We can still talk about them. Okay, that was my question.
The state committee assembly is a different set of slides, so we're just trying right now to solidify everything on the county.
Okay, and we have three justice of peace. Am I correct?
Right. So the regular assembly slide, I can move off of that if everyone's cool with that. Jural assembly, we've got the jury pool, which is about 15 Denise. People.
Denise.
Yeah.
Can you share your screen to?
I wish I could. It's basically the slide that was sent out on the agenda.
You can't share it?
I cannot. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was going to give you access. But... Go ahead.
I have. That was why I asked. Offline, I will explain, but thank you so much. I got my answer. I yield.
Cool. Yeah, Justice of the Peace for Jural Assembly on Clark County Assembly. We can move to the Jural Assembly Committees. Is Justice of the Peace, we have Leanne Scott. Oh, there it is. Okay, so there's the regular assembly. Awesome. Rocky screen. Cool. This was the one that was sent out like 3 days ago.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Rocky, can you flip over to the Jural Assembly if no one else has questions on regular assembly? Jural Assembly. Okay, here we go. So we got Justice of the Peace, Leanne Slusher, Scott Johnson, Pauline White. Marshal at Arms, Ross. County Clerk, Sherry, and Pam Banks. We have Coroner, Nadar, and Assistant Jill Johnson. Bondsman, Frederico Gonzalez and Ray Brown. Court Recorder, Katia. Record Keeper, Erica Sideri. Jural Secretary, Christina DeMari Maria. Now, those are all people in the Jural Support category that we had also recognized at our last meeting on Saturday at Home Plate. So they can also be on the state Jural Support, Jural Assembly slide, and they are. Offices, we've got Public Notary, Pam Banks, volunteered. Court Venue, I can help set up the court venue. Law Education is Aaron. Litigation Committee, Pauline White. Oversight Committee is three people, Jennifer, Fitu, and myself. And the Land Patent Office is Bruno. The jury pool has 16 people on it. We're still kind of solidifying that list. And then Office of the Sheriff was previously approved in the middle of February. Nicole and Frederico agreed to be volunteers at large for Jural Assembly.
Okay, is there anybody that sees where we need to make changes or add people or to this list?
We have me listed on the litigation committee. This is Pauline. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to be on the litigation committee, or would you rather just be on the justice of the peace?
I would like the litigation committee because I'm actually doing some litigating right now, so that's fine. I just wanted to know. Thank you. I yield.
Thanks, you, Pauline.
Thank you. No problem. I yield.
Okay. Do we want to go to the next slide?
Yeah, militia is the next slide. Militia is really like a state slide, but we added it because the assembly recognizes the state as the militia assembly. And we nominated state militia commander Shallon Bent, but there's been no meetings of the state to actually put up his election yet, so we're waiting for that. We have militia education as Isaac doing training videos. Shallon had mentioned last week on mental preparedness, so we kind of made a new focus for that. And then Eric is wonderful at process, and he's also, of course, the Nye County coordinator, so I see that being a great fit. Militia operations, we have Zed Rako and then Federico. Provisions, Ian Williams said that he would help out where needed, and then Erica is amazing for that because she's totally involved with food provisions, essential oils, and also holistic nutraceuticals. So she's got like a real specialty on that. Our militia membership is state. So this is where some of the Nye County people that want to be involved are staying on this particular area. And then we also included the sheriff's office, all five people, and then everyone on a committee is also in the militia. Also, the militia assembly, as I've been reading more about the how to build an assembly, that's essentially so everyone 21 and older who owns property, which is themselves, is on the militia. So we do actually have probably way more, but these are the people that kind of committed to it. But this is a public safety area, and I wrote down the 10 main areas of public safety that were from the how-to assembly guide. So I
use it. Okay. Basically, the four pillars that need to be standed up, one of them is the militia. The other one is the general assembly. And for us to basically get up and running as far as the drill goes, we have right now most of the positions we need, which is the jury pool, the justice of the peace, the record keeper, court recorder, the bondsman, and a bondsman we need, which we have, and the county clerk. So those are the main ones that we need, and we actually have people in those. The jural secretary. And then on top of that, then we need our sheriff standing, which we do. Then the next thing we'll need to do is build our business international. I don't know if that's state or
whatever. That's only state, Rocky.
Okay, then we don't really need to do that in the county, but we actually need to help the state get that part up and running too.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Bobby's not on the call, which he was going to try to give us more information on what we need. But we will get more information when we do the training with Lisa. So everybody that actually can be on that call, she's got a lot of good information. When we're on the call, she's got about an hour and a half, she talks about the whole process. And we need to let her complete that talking. If we keep interrupting her in it, then it's going to be 2 or 3 hour deal. So if we could just write notes down and get all that kind of stuff, and knowing our org chart here and the people are where they're at, we can fit into what they're doing or what they did and know right where we need to be. And we're really close. We're, you know, it's, there's just a couple of little things we got to get done. Me and Denise is working on that now. And if anybody has any questions or something on where we're going or what, you know, because we need, you know, and I'm trying to get training for each person. I got a Droll handbook coming in and some other ones so that we can actually get some more training going. And we need to get the committee starting to talk to each other and organizing their committees and their positions that they picked. Does anybody have any questions? Or
would you mind flipping back to the slide on regular assembly? Okay, so I'm so thrilled because all of the people under committees are all doing something. Now, the vetting committee is being run by Aaron, and Aaron's got all the people from all the minutes, so they're starting to vet all the chairs and any elected officials. Plus, we have our website up and rolling, so we're going to be able to publicize any people that need to have posting for their position as well as posting for elections. So the sooner that Aaron can get that list to us, I'll throw it on announcements that day, and then it's 30 days from that day when we can have an election. Ombudsman, I have that under vetted roles of regular assembly because, believe it or not, even though it's sort of like a dual assembly thing, the ombuds are actually on the general or regular assembly.
I have a question for Aaron. Aaron, there's a class that some of the people are supposed to take during the vetting down the LOR. Do you know which positions that need to actually do that class?
Say that one more time, Rockies. I didn't quite hear that.
There's a class that you need to take on the LRO for certain positions when you become a citizen. And do you know what positions those are or who needs to actually do that?
Yes, so the Sign in America course is basically for, well, every state citizen, really, because they have to have done that course and have to have certification of them completing that course in order to be. And so I don't know what, yes, for our state, that's what we kind of decided on early. So in order for me to become a recording secretary, I had to do that Sign America course, and I already, once you do it once, that's fine. It just carries across. But I don't believe we have to do it for the committees, although it would be beneficial. It's kind of one of those things if one you can put in your back pocket some more knowledge, and then it's done, you know, you can basically use that to help you get other positions. So if you have a chance, definitely do it.
Okay. Aaron, do you think that, like the treasurer, the recording secretaries, the marshal at arms, those ones need to take that class? The budsman?
Yeah, it definitely helps. I think it'd be beneficial. It was kind of always in the place for everyone being voted in as a state citizen. It kind of gives the big overview of what we're trying to do. So it definitely can help. Do I think it's absolutely necessary? In my personal opinion, no. But you know, as a group, We can decide on that, especially in the for Clark County, if we need to do that, especially as we're moving forward and learning more through Lisa. But yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's one of those things where when I came into it, that was just kind of the rule. We had to do the Simon America course to be in that position. So it helps, but we're all growing and learning together. So the more we learn, the better. Do I think it's everything? No, but it can help for sure.
Aaron, okay. May I add, I came across a list of vetted positions that absolutely have to have an SIA certificate. Why don't I get that and put it on the minutes for this meeting? And then that way everyone will know every position, and then I think that will kind of solve any problems. But that doesn't mean that we all can't take it. I know I took it. It takes about 3 hours. It's really easy to do, and if you've done any reading, it's pretty simple to pass. But you get a certificate at the end, and then you can throw that in your LRO. And it's just kind of a great thing to know that people realize that you've gone through some training. So let me get the positions listed on the agenda for tonight as the minutes, and that way everyone will know in case they haven't taken the SIA training that they're – you know, that's the position that needs it. I yield.
Okay, that sounds good, Denise. Go ahead, Aaron.
Ma'am.
Go ahead.
That sounds good. Thank you, Denise. I didn't know I've never seen that, so well done for finding that. So that definitely clarifies some stuff. So, it's one of those things I haven't had time to even look into. It has been that high of a priority to look into. So thank you, Denise. That's awesome. I yield on that.
May I? This is Pauline.
Go ahead, Pauline.
I was asked to complete the course. Oddly enough, I logged on and it was down for maintenance. I've taken these courses before and I don't like taking tests simply because when I do, if I'm not in the right frame of mind, I'll forget what I've actually learned because I'm kind of a slow learner, I like to say. I have to learn by visual, audio, tactile, and I have to actually go through a process. So it was great to learn what I learned, and I'm OCD, so I passed with flying colors. Having it, I believe, is important because education is key. Just trying to juggle real life with what we're doing. And I think that for someone like me, I would love to take the course. I take all my courses, save all of my certificates. And I think that, yes, it is important because if we do take the time to learn it, at least we have that basic foundational knowledge that we can all share amongst ourselves. I yield.
If anybody wants the video that is basically when you pay to do the class, there's a video that you watch that goes through it. If you want to see the video ahead of time before deciding to take it or not, I can actually email it to whoever wants. So if you email me, I'll send you a link to the actual video of the course so you can actually watch it. And, you know, and like what Pauline is saying, you can watch it multiple times, whatever, until you're comfortable, and then you can go take it.
Okay, Rocky, are we going to go over the state chart, or should we?
I think we should, just in the fact that to see where the state is, to see what pieces of the state is needed to stand up. And okay, We'll need that because when Lisa starts talking about, because she's going to talk about more state, and how to stand up the pillars. So we actually, everybody I think needs to have a view of what it is that the state needs to be doing too.
This is Michelle, may I? Before we get into the state, I was looking through some of the files trying to find this paperwork to ask this question. Now, it concerns the Chural Assembly and the members. Are we still doing, because I have a list of the juror qualifications and membership, But also, we were doing the affirmation, the Clark County General Assembly and facilitator. Are we still doing those? So the affirmation we signed and recorded. So I don't know if we're still doing those or not.
I
yield.
Hey, Michelle. So I do have all those. Yeah, I do still have all those. And then anyone new who nominated to be part of the Dual Assembly, I had them, we had that meeting. I did have them fill out because, you know, it's kind of set up for the state.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I just had everyone do that. And so if there's a need to make a Clark County one, just let me know and I'll just adjust words.
Well, the one I have is, it says Clark County General Assembly affirmation.
Oh, I don't think I had that. Let me have a look. Let me, I yield for 1 second.
Well, I will add that, you know, I'm just, there's so much to go through and I'm finding things because our daughter Jennifer is on here and she's wanting to learn. So I'm going through the folders. Craig, copied. He downloaded and he made folders, so many things, Dural Assembly training. And I found one with a bunch of forms in it. And just maybe Rocky or I don't know. I don't know who would want to come over and look through them and see what we can use that we don't have to, you know, reinvent the wheel on. Just happy to share, just trying to find everything.
Okay. Michelle? Yeah, I'd be glad to come over and look through that stuff because one of the things on the Dural Assembly, on the training he was doing, he actually modified the actual Dural Assembly because there's a lot of pieces in it that doesn't pertain anymore. And I don't have that copy. I have, like, all the forms he did and a bunch of stuff. He gave a lot of that stuff to me. But just in case I'm missing something, you know, because we were going through a lot of stuff between me and Craig. So.
Right.
Trying to get things straightened out. If we can pick one day, I'd like to come over and just kind of look through what you have.
And that would be great because it's less work, you know, for everyone. And he just made so many notes. Like I said, I'm looking for information for Jennifer and just finding his little handwritten notes beside everything. It's like I can't decipher it all. So that would be great if you were Denise. Aaron, whoever wanted to come over, let's do this. Thank you.
I don't know if Aaron would want to meet me there and kind of go together. He's giving me the thumbs up.
Yeah, we could.
Great.
So the Dural Assembly one I have is for Nevada. So it's the Nevada one. So the Clark County one would be great. It's good to have both, but yeah, we'll definitely need the Clark County one. So yes, I yield.
So. Basically, me and Aaron will get with you, Michelle, and set up a time. And
sounds great.
That works for you, that we can come over and maybe spend about an hour going through all the paperwork and stuff.
An hour.
I don't know if it's going to probably take longer, but, you know, if we can go as much as we can, you know.
Okay, I'm just teasing you guys. Okay, thank you very much. I yield.
Okay. Okay, Denise, do we have anything else? Or?
No, I think we can flip over to the state assembly org chart.
One, I don't think I have that one.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let me... I have sent off three. This is from the 13th still, so it's a little bit different color. Let me email it to you right now.
Okay.
And then that way you can share it. I'm sorry. For some reason, I just can't share my screen. Everything gets tiny.
Well, I don't know if I give you share.
Oh, maybe that's, yeah. Because I know we tried it one time, and I wasn't able to
see if you can do
share
it now.
Those logos. So in the meantime, just a real quick update for everybody. I did... find a really cool thing. It's a private courtroom. And it's at a Hacienda in Eastern, which I know is like so close to Aaron's house and be so convenient for many of us. But the exciting thing was is that it's rentable and we can kind of do our mock trials there, which I think would be super helpful. Here, the state board chart is coming right to you.
See if you can share your screen now. I made a change.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. I'm gonna get this to you just in case I can't.
Okay.
But in the meantime, let me jump back on the. Okay, email sent. So let me go over to this video. Video. Share. Select items to be shared. Select an item, share desktop. Well, that might be kind of messy, but let me try it. Org.
There it goes.
Okay. State org. Can you see that? It's like turquoise and white?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So on the state, it's called General Assembly instead of Regular Assembly. And this is basically, again, the same thing where you got to have a 928 to be on most of these committees. And on the committee, we have the same committee structure of general ed and planning, banking, vetting, and elections. But except for this, Fianna is the county committee chair. But I think for Katia and Fianna, are they co-chair for the state? Got to figure that out. I also added names for the vetting. There was a couple names on the state org chart. So the state org chart had about 8 people on like 10 committees. So I tried to kind of fit those in on where they sort of fit into ours, and then added to the banking. Michelle, you're still on here, state treasurer, and they also had listed Robert Hale. So that was kind of a change. And that is correct. Go ahead.
We have a meeting this Sunday.
Okay, for state?
Yes.
Okay, is that for treasurer or for the whole assembly?
Just the treasuring committee.
Okay, cool.
Banking. Yeah.
Oh, banking and treasury. Okay, because I had asked to get all the emails for all the committees. And I haven't gotten any for like 6 weeks. So it's exciting that they're meeting, but also that no one else knows about it. So just kind of know about that. Thanks for letting us know.
Sure.
On the ombuds, we've got Scott Johnson and Pauline White, Marceline Arms, Doug Ross, SIA coordinators, which is, Michelle, you had been on that committee before on their existing org chart, and then also I had Eric, Robert, and Jill. And then on recording secretary, there's Aaron, Katya, Laura, Kelsey, Ray Brown, Jasmine, Eric, and then Michelle again. And then chairman, Aaron, nominated and training chairman. On the organizational supports, we have county coordinators, Eric, Michelle is co-coordinator, facilitator, Rocky, and Jill. Secretary, record keeping with Open Project, I've got Fitu and Carolyn. IT infrastructure communications, Rocky Roper is our state communications chair, plus James Hugh is working on an AI project, and Mark is also continuing on IT.
On the communication, Bobby's on that too.
Bobby, okay, let me write that in. Bobby, and then, mistake there. Okay, I'll try to fix that later. Max Taylor, Robert, and Patricia Anthony and Reg Z. And then guidelines, procedures, and processes. We had Brian Vonerix, Jennifer Polson, Michael White, aka Mike Wilson, and then Peter Grunfelder had all been on that state org chart for that. Outreach events and website. I was working on it, and then also we got a suggestion from Sue that a non-ASN Aaron Eller, aka Aaron Marotti, be on that committee. And so that was pretty much the General Assembly for the Nevada Assembly as of March 12th. Any comments?
This is Colleen, may I?
Yeah.
So you've been waiting on this list for how long now?
Been waiting on what?
On the list? On the list that they were supposed to send you? Did I hear you correctly?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So what happened was, a committee of the whole was formed on the county assembly on the 23rd. And it was, we tried to nominate that on the 26th, but there was a lot of interruption in that meeting. So it got pushed to February 3rd or 4th. I can't remember the exact date. So a committee of the whole with Aaron and a few other people were on it. We had said that we were nominating Rocky as our county coordinator. So anyway, a letter went to the state coordinator on the 23rd that, hey, we want to be on every email. Anything that affects the Clark County Assembly, we want to know about it. And we're not knowing about stuff. So that's still kind of a situation there. So from January 23rd till now, we still haven't been apprised of a lot of stuff going on at the state.
Go ahead, Pauline.
Have they given any indication, an email, smoke signals as to why? Have they said anything?
I've been trying for quite a while to get any kind of information from them. And the only reason we have this list of committees and stuff is on the last two calls that Sue put on. She actually had a chart that had some of this stuff on it. But I asked for all the committees and all the names of the people in the committees, and basically I got told that I wasn't allowed to have them. So we still haven't really got it from them. Other than watching, you know, being on the calls for the state, you know, we could pick off the information that's on there, and that's how we're getting it now. So how accurate that stuff is on a lot of the stuff from the state, we don't know, because a lot of that stuff, I've been in all the meetings for 3-4 years, and a lot of this stuff is people that were in those meetings for the last 3-4 years, and some of them are not active anymore. So at one point, we're probably going to have to do some kind of either a reset or get a hold of the people to find out if they're still active. Because like one of them, the Mitchells, were in a lot of the stuff. Well, the Mitchells has stepped out right now for one reason, because they do a band. And on Wednesdays, they're always working, so they can't do anything. So there's things like that we need to find out for sure, and we just haven't been able to get any information. I yield.
This is Pauline, may I?
Go ahead.
So I'm thinking, you've been on these meetings for 3 years, and you've been doing your part, you've been diligent, appreciate your service. The reason why I ask is because there's so many moving pieces that if we're not careful, there is something that I would like to discuss offline to see if it's something we can propose, but not appropriate for this meeting, that protects us. So perhaps I can get an audience with you over the phone when you're able, and you know I'm pretty good with email, so I'll just send you an email. I just think it's relevant, and then we can bring it forward to the county to see if something we should do. I yield.
Pauline, if basically it's, if I ask, I don't get anything. But if we can get other people to start asking for different things and trying to get the information, then it's possible that you would get it. If it wasn't for Aaron, we probably wouldn't have a lot of stuff that we have today. And there's other people that are, you know, in the States side, like Mark's helped a little bit, but he's still, you know, reluctant to give up stuff too. So the deal is we need to come up with something, and I'd be glad to talk to you offline, just so that maybe we can come up with something and maybe bring something up in the meeting, or if certain people can go to the state meetings and ask the questions. Why, you know, even emailing Sue, why can't we have this information? What is the reasons? You know, because we've never got a true reason for anything. And that just that alone would be great. You know, if we knew exactly why the people in the assembly don't have access to anything. You know what I'm saying? But we do need to discuss it, and I agree with you. This is not the place for that. Go ahead, Denise.
Okay, Rocky, do you mind if I move on to the General Assembly for the Nevada Assembly slide?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we've got three categories: trial support, general support, and support offices. On trial support, I've got those people who are Justice of the Peace plus Louis Maglio as Supreme Court Justice. But pretty much the General Assembly is the exact same slide as the county, because when you look at the General Assembly from the state, like, they had four people on their call a few days ago, so they don't even have enough people at the state level after 4 years of doing this to even have a jury pool, let alone anyone else. So that's kind of what we're facing right now, is that we've got issues at the state level that are not being addressed, but that Clark County has all the people we need to stand up the state. So if everyone wants to look at this slide and kind of, you know, attack it, let me know if there's anything on there that you see you want changed. We'll do it.
Denise?
Yeah.
Basically, the way things work is that if you stand up, if you have certain things like the jury pool in a county, that they're also the state too. So
Right. They're
actually dual positions. Most of the stuff that has to do with the courts and all that, because the state has basically the grand jury, that kind of stuff, which they mm-hmm. would pull from the people from the counties.
I got it. So our jury pool at county is also for grand jury of state.
Yeah, and with Aaron doing the paperwork for the state ones for the jury poll and all that, that makes them state because they signed all those.
Okay.
Go ahead, Aaron.
They can
Aaron,
also serve on county,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. All right, well, this slide is very similar to the county slide then.
And everybody, we'll update these and get them out to everybody. If you see something on here or you're missing on one of these positions that's here, let us know. So when we do update the slide, even if your name is not spelled right or, you know, we got the name wrong, because, again, we're human too and we do make mistakes and we want to correct everything, because, you know, for us to do this the right way, we need to have everything exactly, you know, all our ducks in a row. It needs to be exactly what it is. So if your name on your, whatever your name is on your LRO, we need to know exactly what that is so that it is spelled out here too the same. Go ahead, Denise.
Okay. I know for sure there's a couple, two name changes that came in over the last day or two, so I'll get those nailed down. The last thing is the militia assembly, so let me just kick over to that. It's exactly the same as what we had the county, and then I added to it committed to public safety, but same thing. So we don't have the militia membership for the state at the moment because I don't have any people who are not on the state county. So again, we got an org chart that we don't know. It's not dated. It's not, there's no author to it. There is, it gets changed like somebody's underwear, and then people just make arbitrary changes to it. Because I got one on 3-7 that didn't have people on it, and then on the one that I got on 3-9, state org chart, Michelle Schmidt had been like removed as a county coordinator. When our county loves Michelle, we want Michelle. We never had asked Michelle to leave, and Michelle did not ask to leave. So we've really got to nail this down on these org charts. And our org chart itself is going to have a control number so that when we get this first one, kind of this round done, Max Taylor is going to assign a number to it. And then it will only be changed at meetings and a new control number given to it. So it's not like a living document, per se. So this militia membership is probably very wrong because I don't even know who is on the state or not because we still haven't been given the list of all the active people that would be in the militia after 2 months of asking, or actually more than that, 3 months. So it's the most right it could be at the moment. Is there anything else on militia assembly?
On the militia one, Aaron really needs to take that up with the state. We've been trying to get a meeting with Aaron so that we could get some of these people voted in, and it seems like we keep getting training days and not business days.
Yep.
So at this point, we're not sure what to do about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Aaron has any ideas. Go ahead, Pauline.
Do we have, being that I have military experience, so with me, if I go up the chain and I am, for example, at Ground Zero, I ask a lot of questions. One of my things, and I'm going to get to it, bear with me. One of my things is if I don't get the answers that help our soldiers, I'm going up the chain officially. And my thing is with the criminal complaints that I was looking over, I would love to look into that when I have time. I just have a lot on my plate right now. Some of you know. But it appears to me that some of us who choose to lead by example are, and I cannot ask anybody to come in with their skill sets and expertise to help us if our chain of command is broken and that's not how we do business, right? We have a lot of power being the living man and woman. So for me, it is unacceptable, humbly speaking, and we need to fix that. I can offline share with you Federation contact Rocky and Denise, and then you can take it from there to see if we need to get support there, if that'll help. I yield.
Thank you, Pauline.
Yeah. Go ahead, Denise.
Okay, so basically, you know, we didn't want to make this too long of a meeting. This is our General Assembly PowerPoint. This is the General Assembly. I will send this out in the minutes. Attack it. If I spelled your name wrong, I'm sorry. If I put you in the wrong spot, I'm sorry. I'm happy to change it. And I just need a quick text or email, and then let me know. Other than that, I'm good for tonight.
Hey, Denise, this is Scott. May I second?
Yeah.
So these documents, I thought I heard you say that somebody's going in and changing them and removing names or changing names. Is that what I'm hearing?
What we as a county assembly recognize is that there is a protocol and procedure to adopt a document. And so about a month ago, I contacted Max Taylor, and Rocky has been amazing. Aaron has met with Max. There is a worldwide numbering system that has to be applied to every organizational procedure, process, and chart. Anything that we have to put a number on it. Well, Max has been amazing. He supplied the Federation a total worldwide numeration system that Craig told me about. So about a month ago, I got in touch with him. Rocky followed up right away. Aaron has already met with Max. We absolutely know that our documents to be verified and validated have to have a numeration to them. And then that way, when we change them, and we are welcome to change them, it's just that we want to do it by voting. So this initial launch of getting these documents done is being handled in committee, and then they're going to be assigned a number. And then all subsequent validations of those documents will have new numbers. At this point, the state has been operating on basically no dates. They do what they want, then they change them when they feel like it. And on top of that, the person involved with the forms just goes around adding and subtracting things. And one of those things is the records. So the records of the Federation, for example, all video recordings, all audio recordings, all Nevada Assembly emails in our criminal complaint forms, we have numerous examples of all those things either being erased or changed or materially changed, where they came in on an original form and then they were changed to something else or erased.
Okay.
If that answers your question.
So they can't be protected anyways from avoiding that?
So I'll just add, and Rocky can add, Rocky has been our savior in all this. He has been redefining how we are saving our documents. And this is the job of the Marshal at Arms, is to save all and every recording, every document, but a bunch of them have been changed or erased. So now we are, as a Clark County Assembly, saving all this as original format. And Rocky has really been amazing doing that, which he's doing all this and working full-time, which I don't even know how he's doing it. But he has been saving all this so that everything is that we're doing is being recorded and saved as is. But the state doesn't have the same system. They do what they want.
Let me talk a little bit here, Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the last meeting that Sue did on the Droll Shemby training, and when she does the videos through the same thing we're doing here, she doesn't allow you to download the video. So if you can't download it, basically there's no checks and balance on the original video and whatever you downloaded at the time. And what I've been doing is, as the meetings have been going on, I've been recording them also and putting them up. And as if everybody knows, I created a file server for the state and the county to use to put all of our documents on it. Because based on the Federation and through Anna, we're supposed to keep all of our documents as originals. So we have a way to go back, and, you know, if somebody asks us about something, we can go back to those documents and say, this is what happened on that day. Where a lot of the, ever since 3 months ago, no state documents has been put on the file server. Only ones that have been put on there is the ones I've been able to get, and get a copy of them or re-record them by watching the video. And I have a special device that will record the actual videos and stuff. And then I've been putting them up there. So until we start actually having good records and good information that we know is true, then we really can't trust hardly anything. And that's the reason why I am working with Max to come up with a numbering scheme. It's like a certification of a report. So basically we'll bring it to the meeting. People will vote on it. Okay, that's correct. We will give it a certification number. We will create a PDF out of it and we'll put it on the file server. And that's our record at that time. Anytime that needs to be changed, then we would then vote on the changes. This is the process that I'm coming up with. We'll vote on the changes. We'll recertify it with another number and then create a PDF out of that file and then put it up on the server. So that way we have a history of what really did go on. But currently right now we don't have that I know of. Okay, so there's no place that I know that anybody in the assembly can go to, which should be available to everybody, and it's actually an ASN or ASC, and I'm trying to correct that problem. It's been quite a bit of work to do that. And like Denise says, I do work a full-time job. You know, I go to work at 7:30 in the morning, I get up at 5, and I'm doing all this other stuff the rest of the time. So, and besides normal family stuff. So it's, you know, I didn't want to stand up to do this because I am a really busy person, but I see the need and I see that we need to do this. And that's the reason I stepped up. So if anybody has any ideals or whatever to keep our records correct and safe, I'm open to listening to it because, you know, we can put just about anything in process. You know, the file server cost me about $3,000 to put up for the state, and now they're not using it, which is sad. It's something that we really need to do is to keep our record straight. I yield.
This is Pauline. May I?
Go ahead.
So you put in $3,000, and it's not being used. Am I hearing you correctly?
It's only being used by the county, not by the state.
Right.
It was originally used by the state when Mark was doing it, but as soon as Sue took over, then she says she doesn't know how to use it. I tried to give her training, but she didn't. I told her, I'll train you how to use it. It's real simple. And she goes, okay, I'll let you know. And I've never heard from her on to do it. And I would train her so we have our documents, right? But that hasn't happened.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. Thank you for that. Thank you for doing that because we need it. And you're right. If she doesn't know how to do it, we can delegate it to someone who can show her. My point in that is, you know, when you look at the investment that you made, we all work very hard for what we earn. And $3,000 is for me, as a business owner, I have a side hustle that helps us. I wouldn't put $3,000 on anything I didn't believe in. And when you learn how to create something from scratch that now affords you a certain level of comfort for your family, I wouldn't waste it just because someone doesn't want to adjust and learn. Because we're here to help one another. We're a family. And God promises blessings for families, as in Isaiah 44:3. So part of being a justice of peace is being able to bridge the gap. We cannot function this way because we're functioning as a dysfunctional family where they should be at a certain level. The way I see it, we're operating in honor, our hands are clean, and that we're trying to stay in honor, and we are accountable to them as they are accountable to us. Now, unless someone has a security clearance higher than mine, and I highly doubt that, we need to to work with them, to help them so that we can help them and they can help us. Now, unless something nefarious is going on, then we can say, okay, this is one incident, this is another incident. These are criminal reports that we can actually submit because this is unacceptable. If we're putting in the time, the pathway to authority, to power, to leadership is through service. My time is valuable. And I get up at 3 in the morning so that I can be at the hospital from 8 to 1 for my mother. So thank you for your service. That's for me. I'll give you that Federation number tomorrow. You can call him and speak with him, and we'll see where it goes from there. I yield.
Okay. I give you a little bit more information about what I've done for the state so far. Is at one time, probably about a year ago, Denise talked about the communications on, you know, like me and Bobby's doing communications. I actually set up a complete radio system for the state. You know, it's basically Clark County because I can't go farther than that based on FCC rules. And basically I set up a complete radio system. I have antennas off the top of my roof to run this. And I literally spent $25,000, okay, on this system. And, you know, basically because I believe in what we're doing here, and we're going to need that for our sheriffs and our militia and all that, is some kind of radio system. And, you know, I created one. And, again, I don't get too many people that want to try to use it, but it's there, and it will stay there until we are in a position where the sheriffs and all that can use it. So the deal is I'm not worried about the money part of it. I'm worried about the people not getting involved and us get this thing standing. And, you know, if we need something, you know, it's just like we're going to do this homeschooling thing. I bought all kinds of stuff to go with that. I bought flags and poles and thumb drives to put, you know, the books on it so we can give them away. And I'm going to give them away. To me, it's not the money. It's our futures, our kids, you know, that kind of stuff. So the deal is I've been lucky enough that I have a good job and I have plenty of money I can use on this stuff, and I choose to do that. I don't have to. But it's, you know, just it, sometimes it's kind of frustrating that people don't get involved and, you know, and you're giving them the resources to do this. And it's in the last 3 months, the amount of people that has actually stood up and trying to help us build this, I'm so excited. It's worth every penny I spent for all the people that's actually standing up to do this. So anyway, I yield.
Okay, so is Scott, is your question answered completely? And do you want to just email me for anything else you might have on that?
That answers it.
Okay, good. Okay, cool. Anybody else have anything? Okay. I think we're good. Rocky, do you want to close the meeting?
Well, I need somebody
to take a vote on this. Do we have to take a vote on these charts, or are we not taking a vote on these charts?
Not until we get them corrected and we can get them to everybody so that they can validate, and then we can take a vote. But if everybody's done, whatever, we need somebody to make a motion to end and somebody to second it.
I make a motion that we end. Thank you guys.
I second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Everybody that doesn't want to, say nay. The ayes got it. I guess we're adjourned.
Thank you, Rocky.
Thanks,
God bless.
Thanks
job,
everybody,
boy.
For coming.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rocky.
Bye.
Good night.
Thank you, Rocky.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
See you guys.